Everyone this morning to Commissioner's Court, if we would all stand. And is there someone who would lead us this morning in our opening prayer? We have a volunteer. John.
I will. Let's go to the Lord. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you so much, Lord. We realize how blessed we are to wake up in this country, in the greatest county in the world, Lord. We thank you for this leadership, Lord. We ask that you give us wisdom today. Lord, I pray that you would have your hand upon our leaders and all that they do, Lord, and just continue to pour out your blessings on this county. We thank you, God, for this day and all that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Now, if we would say our pledges to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
One to five states.
All right. Thank you all. If we'd let the record reflect that all of our members are present. Commissioners, we need a motion to approve the Commissioner's Court agenda. Do I have that motion?
Move.
Second?
Second.
Motion is approved. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. We have this morning in item 7 that I will go ahead and explain a bit. Resolution of appreciation to Montgomery County Hospital District. Is there someone here representing the district today? Okay.
I am, but I understand that we were going to postpone that to next week.
Okay. So would you like to do that?
I would like to do that.
Okay. Then let's go ahead and defer that to our next Commissioner's Court. All right. Commissioners, are there any changes to the minutes that we need to make? If none, do I have a motion to accept? Second?
I think we need to approve item 8, Judge.
That's what we're doing right now.
With a minute.
Commissioner, item 8 is consider and approve county clerk. Consider and approve Commissioner's Court minutes from the regular session.
Move.
Are we looking at the same agenda?
I move.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. If we go to the consent agenda, Commissioners, are there any modifications to the consent agenda that need to be considered?
Yes. I'd like to move on page 3, 9D1D. That is 9D1D, 9D4B. 9D4B, both of those are under purchasing. I'd like to move those up to the open. Also, I would like on page 10, I have two items to move forward. I'd like, just one item to move forward, and that is 9U1 on page 10. 9U1. And on 9R1, under Constable 3. Amy, I'd need to know how to fix this. There is not a dollar amount specified in there. I spoke with the constable this morning. He would like it to be a not to exceed $750. Can we just make that change?
Can we go ahead and move it to the open, make the change, and then move on that?
Certainly. So okay. Go ahead and move 9R1 up as well.
Okay.
Okay, so set the record straight. 9D1B.
9D1D.
D as in dog, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the second one was 9D4.
9D4B.
Okay.
Boy.
And then on page 10, 9U1 and 9R1 Constable.
Correct.
3 open. Okay.
A motion with those changes?
Yes. What page?
1D, is it, or B?
What?
9L1D, the tax abatement pipeline packaging, the tax abatement. We haven't gotten that back yet.
What page is that?
Page 8.
So you want
page
to just defer that?
L1G.
Okay, so we're going to remove 9L1G from tax abatement until we receive the information. Okay, good. So that one's deferred.
Okay.
All right, are there any other modifications to the agenda, gentlemen?
I move with those changes.
Okay, we have a motion to accept the consent agenda with modifications. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Let's go then to 9D1. D as in dog.
Gilbert, I just wanted to know what departments these vehicles were being purchased for.
I don't have a complete list yet. We're developing that list. I think right now we have about 27 vehicles identified. Sheriff's Office is on that list.
And then all of the constables are on that list?
Right.
Part of these vehicles are the salary supplements that we're planning on taking action on in the future. So these are the vehicles. Start bidding the process for those vehicles.
Right. So this is just to bid the vehicles out, and then we'll come back to this court with the results of the bid for you to consider awarding the bid and then approving the purchase of vehicles.
But you can't tell us exactly which departments were...
Not yet. I mean, we're still developing the list based on what Amanda just said. What we used to do is we would bid vehicles out, and then whoever wanted a vehicle could pile onto that bid. What we're trying to do this time is get a count up front before we bid them all out, but departments can still add to that list if approved by this court.
Most of it's law enforcement, right, Amanda?
Yeah.
But the what you're wanting to do, though, is approve the solicitation of people who will give bids.
Right. This is just notifying you that we're going to go out. We haven't even started developing the specifications yet. This is just informing the court that we're going to bid this out, so you know that we're bidding it out now instead of August.
Okay. So this is for next budget year.
Yes.
This is getting ahead. This
right.
Is,
we want to bid it out
That's
now.
What I'm trying to make sure of, that
yes.
we're not buying more vehicles in arrear or that...
We don't want to bid this out when everybody in the state's bidding it out. We want to get ahead of everyone.
Got it. Okay. Move on 9D.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And then on D24... B, that is workers' compensation program, third-party administration services, 30-day extension for risk management. There wasn't any backup. I'm trying to understand what exactly this is for, because you also have an item on the open agenda regarding this. And so is this to keep our
current provider, York, through the end of April?
Okay, while we work on the negotiations with
The other one's already been negotiated. I'm bringing you the final agreement in open session.
Mm-hmm.
For you to consider the new vendor, but the current vendor has agreed to extend for 30 days, which gives us time to implement the new program
transition.
And for them to share the data back and forth.
Perfect. That's what I wanted to make sure of.
Right. I apologize for not putting the name of the vendor on the agenda, but
that's
what it is.
I'll move on 4B.
Sure. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner?
Then on page 10, we have the first one is Constable 3, R1. And I'd just like to put a dollar amount in there. Consider and approve the purchase of coffee and supplies for Constable 3, budget line 5531.7390 for students attending training classes mandated by CECOL, not to exceed $750 per year.
All right. Do we have a motion to accept?
I move.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
And then...
9R1 Constable.
Nope. 9U1. We just did the Constable.
Pardon me.
Yeah. Is Tim Stewart... Tim. And I just wanted to take a moment and thank Angie and Tim for the hard work that they have done on going through and trying to bring about energy efficiency and savings all throughout the county. We have a $45,000 check that we're going to be accepting today, and I want to note that $40,000 of that came from a project that Angie and Tim worked really closely with Precinct 3 on in the Edge Hance Annex to bring about some cost savings that will continue in perpetuity for us. So I'd like to acknowledge that. Thank you publicly for your hard work on the effort. And two, I would like to have that $40,000 earmarked for future improvements in the Edge Hance Annex. I know we're talking about replacing the floors. It's been a long time since that building's had some attention, so let's go ahead and use the money we saved on that building to refurbish it. So I'd like to have a special line item created for the $40,206.08. So my motion is to accept the check and to have $40,206.08 and a special line item for building maintenance for the refurbishment of the Edge Hance Annex.
Have you got the check?
We have a motion.
I move.
Yes, sir.
Second.
Good. All in favor?
Good job. Thank you.
Pardon me.
Thank you
very much. Good
carries. Thank you. All right. As we move forward, we do have a citizen comment. Sean Boucher.
Good morning, gentlemen. My name is John Paul Boucher. I live in Oak Ridge North, which is in Precinct 3. And I'm here today to talk about government spending. You know, I know that Senator Brandon Creighton and former State Representative Mark Keogh have both said that statewide property tax reform will come through the Texas legislature, but property tax relief must come at the local level. I believe that's true. Because I really wanted to get a better understanding of how our budget process works and where our tax dollars are being spent, I joined the Citizens Budget Committee, and during the past 2 years, our committee has suggested detailed proposals of how to reduce spending, but those proposals were aspirational. The reality is this: you were elected, and your constituents are counting on you to be the experts on how to run our government responsibly. We're all counting on you. I recall that former County Judge Craig Doyle said that government spending shouldn't increase by more than inflation plus population growth. Since 2010, the population growth in Montgomery County has been 25.27%, and during that same period, inflation has been 15.7%. So if you follow that logic, our spending should not have increased by more than 40.97%. Unfortunately, our county government spending has grown 61.67% over the same period, which means that our current budget is about $44 million larger than it should be if you subscribe to that thinking. The truth is that since 2010, Montgomery County government spending has consistently grown faster than most of the top 20 largest counties in Texas, yet we are not the fastest growing. So we are requesting that you approach the fiscal year 2020 budget with a goal of reducing county government spending by a mere 1%, which would give us a budget of $349,937,757. We also request that you reduce the tax rate accordingly to offset appraisal growth so that this provides some real relief for your constituents. We have no idea what, if anything, is going to come out of Austin, what that's going to look like, and how long that's going to last. So we should take action locally. I will also commit to you that our committee will take the same approach with other local taxing authorities with the same request. In fact, at this very moment, several of us are putting pressure on the CISD board to be more transparent about this $807 million bond that, if passed, would push bond debt for that ISD to over $2 billion. Some of us just think that when bond debt exceeds the GDP of several small nations, it's worth taking a closer look at. I believe that by committing to make even this 1% spending cut, this Republican-led body has a great opportunity to demonstrate your commitment to responsible local government and be an example to other municipal government entities all across this great state. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Judge, before we move forward, I'd like to move up 26A1,
yes,
if we could move that,
yes, we can,
to the front, that'd be great.
Sure can. This is, would you like to go ahead and share that with us? It's under,
yes,
your precinct three?
Yes, sir. This is, BD, if you could step forward. As everyone in Montgomery County government knows, we had the we experienced a loss of J.D. Lambright, our county attorney, and he led his office with duty and strength and honor and commitment to both the men and women that worked with him and the taxpayers in Montgomery County. And it's with great sadness that we need to move forward with the appointment of a new county attorney, but also I think it's a great honor to have B.D. Griffin sworn in as that new county attorney. And I want to note that this was one of J.D.'s dying wishes, was to have B.D. take over. He trusts you. We trust you. And I think that there's not a better person we could be putting the county attorney's office hands in. So with that, I'd like to make the motion that we consider, discuss, and approve the appointment of B.D. Griffin as the Montgomery County attorney.
I'd like to
Do we have a second?
I'd like to second that, B.D.
Discussion?
We know that you'll do a great job. We know what your work ethics are, your integrity, and I wish you all the luck.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, B.D., for all you've done and all I know you'll do. I appreciate you stepping up. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Absolutely.
B.D., Commissioner. Go ahead, Judge. Go ahead.
I'm
Commissioner.
Same thing. All they're saying, I appreciate all that you do. And you and I both know your family has a long history here, and I'm appreciative of that. I've done business with them in the past, and we know that you'll continue to do well. Anything that I can do as Commissioner to help you, you can count on that happening.
Appreciate it, Commissioner.
B.D., it's as we discussed earlier, that it's, for you, as you said, is bittersweet.
Very.
Because you have great respect and love for J.D., as we all have, and for his knowledge and understanding, his ability to put together such a fabulous team. And so it is a great honor for us all to have this discussion and to be able to do this. And so we have the motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
So at this time, B.D., I'm going to come forward, and we're going to swear you in right now.
Did you have a few words you wanted to say first or after? You want, how you want to do it?
Yeah.
Got it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Make it official.
You solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the duties of the office of Montgomery County Attorney.
That I will faithfully execute the duties of the office of County Attorney of Montgomery County.
Of the state of Texas.
Of the state of Texas.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve.
Protect.
Protect. And defend.
And defend.
Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
And of the state of Texas.
The laws of the United States and of this great state of Texas.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Amen, brother.
Now, I promise I'll be brief, certainly under 3 minutes. First, thank you for the confidence that you've shown in me and the rest of the county attorney's staff in appointing me. It is a tragic and unforeseen event that brings us to this place. J.D. was truly a great public servant, and he has been and will be missed. But I am confident that I and the rest of the office are ready, willing, and able to address the issues, meet the challenges, and embrace the resulting opportunities that Montgomery County and the County Attorney's Office will have in the near future. I would also like to take this, take a moment to inform the court of my first action as county attorney. It's a very demanding position, and each and every previous county attorney has done his part to further and to enhance the office and to aid Montgomery County. My predecessors earned every penny of their compensation and more. However, due to several factors in the past, though, the compensation of the office increased faster than the compensation of other elected legal officers and officials. So I think now is an appropriate time to bring the salary of the county attorney into line with the other elected legal officers. So I'm therefore going to reduce the compensation of the county attorneys to the same salary as the county court at law judges. This should result in it's approximately a $22,400 reduction, and it will be effective today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
PD, thank you very much. Thank you. All right. All right, our first item on the open agenda. Consider and approve, County Judge, consider and approve the purchase of service award pins, corsages, refreshments, and other costs associated with the annual Employee Service Award Ceremony. Funds not to exceed $7,000 and to be paid from 409.7390. Do I have a motion to approve?
Move.
Second.
We have a second?
Second.
Share with us. Discussion. Go ahead.
I was just going to let you guys know in open court that we have 35. We have three people getting 35 years of service this year.
Yes.
We have six 30-year recipients.
Wow.
21 25-year, 33 20-year, 52 15-year, 110 10-year, and 135 years of service.
Wow.
So I just wanted to share that with you guys.
That's amazing.
Thank you. That is excellent.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely excellent. All right, we have a motion and a second.
Do you want to approve this as an annual so that it doesn't have to come back every year? I think this ups the limit due to the sheer volume of people receiving that award from prior annual approvals. So you could consider and approve the annual purchase of these award pins.
Do we need to include the not to exceed 7,000?
Yes.
Would that potentially change in the year?
It will.
So we just change it at that time?
Yes, if it goes up. Otherwise, not to exceed. It would be whatever the costs are, not to exceed.
Okay, so we'll pull down the previous motion. Do we have a motion to...
Only if you would like.
...as annual? No, I think it's a great idea. We have a motion.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. How many 35?
Three this
year. Wow. How many you got?
39.
You didn't say that.
No, sir. I'll be back for my 40 next year.
Okay.
All right. Melanie Bush. Treasurer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Get this going real quick. So the first item I have on the agenda is an update just about the treasurer's office and what's been accomplished to date. So I wanted to kind of go over that all with y'all. Accomplishments to date. We built a workflow creating six main departments within the office. We created a general office policies and procedure manual. Just basic stuff that was never actually in writing for the office, hours, when they should be, their dress code, things along those lines. We updated the continuity of operations plan that had last been updated in 2015, and several of the individuals listed on there were no longer with the county. But in addition to that, it was not in a priority order. It was in an alphabetical order by duties of the office, and I really wanted that to be in a priority order, obviously with payroll taking first priority and then accounts payable and other operations following behind that based on what we would need to do. We designed our records retention policy. This was not necessarily anything that had been done previously. They had just ascribed to the state standards. But what we did with this is we actually put it with state standards and IRS guidelines so that our policy has a 7-year retention for anything that is not permanent record, so that if the county were to get audited, we have all the records back through that 7-year period.
Excellent.
Then we proceeded to destroy 128 boxes of documents that fell out of scope of the records retention policy, and that included some dating back to the 1980s that were still either in storage or in our office. I've met with all but 6 departments so far in the county and still trying to get those last couple of meetings in. And then we've changed over to implementing some remote capture banking, not only in our office, but where we run the checks electronically rather than taking them to the bank. And we're also going to do a pilot program with 2 of our departments that bring in a fair amount of money to see how that process might be easier on them to do those deposits remotely rather than having to go to the bank each day. Electronic bank transfers and wires with dual approval. At this point in time, when I came into office, we were writing checks between our own accounts and then having to go and deposit them. And so we would have that process in place, but with this, we are instead being able to transfer those funds. With the wires, we've been faxing them to the bank, and then the bank has to call us and confirm the wire. And it's just been a more intensive process than it needed to be rather than doing it all electronically. This is the workflow, and I'll actually provide you each a copy of this after the presentation that we created with all the duties of the office under the 6 main departments. Future items, second item on the agenda today is my team reorganization at the moment. Letter of credit is the third item on the agenda today with our depository bank. Credit card payment processing with departments that have been desiring those credit cards processing. We are in the process of doing that right now. We have 3 departments that have expressed interest, mainly permits, fire marshal, and also the forensics office. To be able to accept credit card payments would make their lives a lot easier, so we have worked on that process with them. We have also been looking at and are working on revising and getting consistent with our cash handling procedures and revising that policy to where everything is consistent across the county. Transitioning the functions that maybe some other departments are doing that really should be back in our office. And then we're working on cross-training everyone. We noticed when I got in the office that pretty much everybody did their own thing and nobody knew what anybody else was doing. And with a small office like we are, we've had 2 people out sick yesterday. That is not something that should occur. We should all be able to do all duties, and they have been absolutely fabulous with getting that process started. We want to head towards electronic records retention, and then security improvements is something at a later date I'd like to discuss with y'all. I have some pretty big security risks for this office with how much money we have coming through and some things that we don't have in place currently. Headed in preparation for the next item, this is the current office staffing and allocation. There's the treasurer, the deputy treasurer position, which is vacant, payroll accountant, financial analyst, admin assistant 1, 2 accounting assistants, and 1 part-time accountant. And as you see on the second item on the agenda under me, I have a proposed reorg in which we are creating a finance assistant and taking that part-time accountant to a full-time position, all for no money, all under what we have currently with the empty deputy treasurer slot. So that is where we are right now. Do any of you have any questions about this fast update that I provided? All right.
That's excellent. I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
When you say consistent cash handling,
yes,
what
sir.
Does that look like?
No department right now does the same thing. And some of that is because
in relationship to
in relation to how they receive the money, who is signing off on the money, whether or not two people are counting cash in their office before making that deposit slip out. There's just not consistency among the departments on, there are going to be some differences because what the recycling centers do versus what an event center does is one thing, but how you count that cash in those policies are something that we're working on. And so the auditor and I are going to be working on that policy, internal audit in particular, but then it will go to the county attorney's review and then it will come to y'all to get your approval on it. So.
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate that. Are there any other questions or comments? If not, let's move on.
I won't go back through it, Commissioner.
Good job,
I promise.
Oh, good job.
All right.
Let's move to item 12B.
Item 12B is for that reorganization that I asked you to do. So consider and approve closing the part-time accountant position 497-4280-500 and the deputy treasurer position 497-44261 and open a accounting assistant position 494-309-3 and the finance assistant 497-4200-1 and the annualized salaries plus their benefits are all included there and authorizing the budget officer to make the transfer. And again, no new funds are requested.
What was the net result? Was it an equal swap of pay? Where did we end up on that?
So basically right now she's had the vacancy in her deputy treasurer position since October.
Yeah.
So it's created quite a bit of, you know, vacancy savings, which we're not, what I have done is I've taken those for the first 5 months, haven't taken anything from March. Yeah. And so not taking anything from March, changing the part-time position over and adding the insurance results, you know, with the lower pay of the two positions. But yeah, it's a net zero change. So there's no additional money going to her budget. We're just moving the money kind of between some of the lines, you know, for the insurance.
Excellent.
To cover the benefit cost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Will there be a difference in cost for 2019? I mean, 2020?
For 2020 budget, we will look at that as we go through
yes.
the budget. But yes.
So yes, at least for now, we know for sure that it'll be the insurance. So $11,466 increase right now.
So we'll be increasing the budget of the treasurer's office by that amount for 2020 if this is approved?
Yes, sir.
And you don't need a deputy treasurer?
No, sir, not at the moment. What I've found is, especially with the ERP that we're working on and implementation on that, the contract that was signed, we actually are supposed to have between 3 and 4 more people in this office solely dedicated to that. And so in an effort to get as efficient as possible, we're working on our efficiency and to avoid bringing on as many more people as we were necessarily committed to in that contract, making this shift and getting all of our staff ready for that. So that is something to consider as we move forward in budget, and that's something that we'll be discussing as we move forward is the contract commitment that all of our departments were committed to.
All right.
I move on B.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right.
Item 12C.
Item 12C is consider, discuss, and take action on the following presentation by representatives of Wood Forest National Bank on the use of the Federal Home Loan Bank letters of credit to collateralize Montgomery County deposit accounts and authorize myself and the county attorney's office to take all the necessary steps to implement this. I do have representatives here from Wood Forest National Bank that are going to give the presentation. But before they do so, and before I invite them up, I want to talk to you just a real quick bit about this. The letter of credit versus pledge collateral, they're going to go over what the letter of credit really is and what this is doing. But I would like to say this has been in the Public Funds Investment Act since 2001. It's been a legal means of securing our deposits with the bank since then, and other entities using letter of credit to secure their funds include the state of Texas, and then locally the city of Conroe, Montgomery ISD, Conroe ISD, and there's many other municipalities and counties, both larger and smaller than us. For our office in particular, this will eliminate about 8 hours a week of work. This is where this efficiency that I'm working on, which is slightly more than 400 hours a year. That my staff does monitoring, the 150 pledged securities and the 150 QSIPs that go along with that, adjusting the reports and reporting to y'all on that. So at this moment, I'd really like to invite Wood Forest Bank up.
Commissioner Metter, did you start a motion?
I made a motion, but if you have presentation, I'll defer.
Yeah, do we, I mean, I think.
I would like them to do the presentation first, if that's all right, and
that's
then
fine.
Make the motion on whether approving.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were here.
Yeah, so I have with me CFO of Wood Forest, Kelly Holmes, Patricia Brown, President of Conroe, Terry Hauser, Vice President of Commercial Banking, and then also Justice Corley is Assistant Vice President, have joined us here today.
Thank you.
I'll turn it over to them.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So the reason for our presentation, as Melanie mentioned, in the past we have at Wood Forest about $1 billion investment portfolio that's always collateralized your deposits. Well, Wood Forest is has the largest deposit share in Montgomery County, and you're our largest depositor. So this program is actually more important for Montgomery County than it is even for some of the others that are utilizing it. You're already seeing the benefits of it because we're able to use it with some of those others that Melanie mentioned, because it sort of takes some of the pressure off managing that investment portfolio so closely. The additional benefit to what Melanie was saying was being able to use this additional $1 billion line of credit we have with the Federal Home Loan Bank to secure some of your deposits also means that we can remove a lot of the securities that maybe will have activity that pay down, that have to be, that are going to mature soon, that might be sold, that are in a gain position. So even that work on the securities that will remain pledged will be reduced as a result of this. So I'll take you through just a little bit of what this program is. Go ahead. I think you had a...
Well, gentlemen, do we have a motion to move forward? I think, as I'm sensing, we're all in agreement already. And, you know, you kind of like had us at hello.
Yeah.
And
yes, sir.
And Commissioner Metter made a motion.
I'm good with seconding the move and moving to...
Thank you. Thanks for your presentation.
Really, really. It's a great job. I mean, it's a great job.
We're all on board, though. We're all about efficiency.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, one and all, for coming.
Thank you.
We appreciate it so much.
Good job on the... First rule of sales, when you get the sales.
I was going to say, the sales already made here, everybody.
Okay. Thank y'all very much.
All right, Melanie.
And last item, and I will sit down. Consider and approve a reorganization of the investment committee and appoint the following. Myself as treasurer, investment officer, chair of the investment committee. Judge Keogh as a member of the committee. And then appointing our public member, Keaton McDaniel. He is a Edward Jones representative. You all got his bio in your backup. He has no conflict of interest, as he cannot be one of our broker-dealers for the county, but yet has his knowledge. And he is here if anybody
has any questions for Keaton.
So
I humbly
request your approval of this reorganization.
I move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you, Melanie. Keaton, thank you for coming. All right, Clegg DeWalt.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. I'm Clegg DeWalt, the second administrative manager of the Collections Department.
Yes.
And I respectfully request today that you consider and approve our payroll change. We're going to downgrade a collection specialist 1 to a clerk 3. There will be no additional funds requested for the budget.
All right, thank you. Do I have a motion to accept?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Clegg, that was easy. Thank you. All right. County Court at Law 2. Judge Laird.
Morning, Judge.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Good.
Okay. So we have a position where we're having a longtime county employee retiring. She's making more than someone else in a similar position, and so upon her retirement, what I'm wanting to do is when I move a new employee into that position to equalize the two positions, so just moving some money from that position to another position so both spots make the same, no budget increase now or next year because of this.
Thank you.
Second?
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Bye, Judge.
Bye. Motion carries. Have a great day. Thank you. Sheriff. Morning.
Morning. How's everybody this morning?
Doing great. Great.
Good.
Under 15A, we ask that you consider and approve using $36,522 of the CIP budget allocated for the jail AC replacement for replacement of a unit at the District 1 location. We, during budget hearings, we got money that was approved specifically for the jail. We've now have a need at District 1. We have some air conditioners that are not functional at all. So we just want to use that money you allocated for an immediate need. That's all we're asking.
All right.
Move.
Second?
Second. Why do you have to put this on the agenda?
So, Commissioner,
just
right.
She said so.
I was going to ask the same question.
Okay, she comes to my defense, but because she said so.
Yeah, Commissioner, we gave you guys a plan, the capital improvement plan, and it stated specifically on the plan that they were going to use that money for the jail. Their office called me, and I said, just to be safe, let's go ahead and send it through court to make sure that everyone's okay with it, not going to the jail, but instead going.
Mike, it's fine. I haven't had air conditioner heat for 3 weeks, but don't worry about that.
Okay.
Hey.
It's a good question.
It's March. Let's get it done.
Yeah. Thank
you, Sheriff.
Thank
you, gentlemen.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for keeping us on plan.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Precinct 1, Constable Cash.
Morning, Constable.
Morning. Morning, Judge.
Morning, Constable.
Morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
I'd like you to consider and approve the Tackle Diversion Task Force Agreement between the United States Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Administration for reimbursement of Tackle Diversion Task Force operations. Please designate Montgomery County Constable 1, Philip Cash, as the authorized official to sign and execute all related documents.
Move.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Discussion? Motion carries. Item 16B.
Consider and approve the agreement between the United States Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Administration for reimbursement of case-specific tactical diversion task force agreement operations not to exceed $18,343.75. Name a funding source for the associated benefits of $3,654.08. And if I may speak on that, we may be able to cover that in our current budget, but if we run a little short, I'd like to be able to come back.
Won't you explain what this is, Constable?
Okay. There's a diversion group now that's going after the medical professionals that are putting the opiates on our streets. We have numerous cases within Montgomery County and Harris County and surrounding counties of opioid overdoses. The agent that we're assigning to this group will be in charge of all the cases from our forensic center, work with the justice courts on people that died from opiate overdoses. He'll be investigating those, doing follow-ups, plus working on the investigations on the medical professionals that are over-prescribing and putting these drugs on the street.
Okay.
Good. Amanda, did you want to talk about the budget?
Right, so currently they do have an overtime line. It's $10,000. They haven't hit the budget yet. What I would recommend the court to do is just a pause right now. You guys are aware of a possible future budget issue, but let's not do anything right now. If I need to come back and on behalf of the constable to ask for, you know, change the funds around, then at that time I'll ask you guys to do that.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
So what would be the motion?
I'll move. we will move on considering approval of the agreement not to exceed $18,343.75, and if he needs assistance with the $3,654.08 associated for benefits, Amanda will come back to court on his behalf so he doesn't have to.
Thank you, Commissioner. Second?
Motion. I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Discussion? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Constable. Appreciate it.
Good work on the hamburgers yesterday.
Yeah. Item number 17, Farm Marshal Jimmy Williams. We have deferred that item. So let's move to 18, Conroe North Houston Regional Airport. J. James.
Morning, James.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
I need to make an amendment to this. I actually made a mistake on the hours of operation. I have in there Monday through Friday, 0600 to 1900 or 2100. It actually should be 7 days a week. So I'll make that change and get the new one to y'all for the signature. But if you would, consider and approve the renewal of the air traffic control tower operating agreement between the FAA and Conner Northeastern Regional Airport, authorize me to sign all associated documents with the amendment as well.
We have a motion to approve with the modification.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. All right. 19A. Doctor?
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Morning.
Please consider and approve adding a cell phone allowance for my construction coordinator in the amount of $480 a year. This is funded completely out of CDBG. There's no match from the county. Robert was one of, I think, about three people left in the county on a dinosaur contract that is expiring. By moving him to having his own cell phone and us reimbursing him, we actually save because cell phone allowance for him will cost us about $36.92 a month, whereas his monthly cell phone was costing us $61.08.
I move.
All right. Second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Doctor, thank you. All right. 20A, tax assessor. Yes.
Good morning, Judge.
Good morning. How are you?
Consider and approve notification of default with 30 days to cure under the tax abatement agreement between Montgomery County and Gern Offshore. Gern Offshore has not met their minimum job requirements in the past three reporting cycles. They're required to have a minimum of 12, and they have reported at 10, 11, and 10.
Okay. All right.
And there are the Gern representatives are here.
Steve, if you'd speak into the mic.
Representative from Gern Offshore is here and would like to speak and explain the discrepancy in that.
Well, are they? I don't know that we need to hear an explanation. Or do they meet the jobs or are they not? Is it 12 or is it 10 or 11?
Well, I believe part of the problem with meeting the job is they're having trouble filling the position. My understanding is that they are currently, they've been trying to fill it and they've had some. They know the particulars of it. And so they'd ask for an opportunity to speak to.
How long is a reporting cycle? How many months?
They report twice a year, January and July.
Okay, so for a year and a half, they've been unable to fill positions. We hold our own department heads and elected officials to 90 days or we take it away from them. Again, as far as I'm concerned, I don't really need to hear anything. I would like to make a motion to move on default with 30 days notice.
Do we have a second?
Well, I think we should, if they made the trip here to visit with us, I think we should listen. I don't see any harm in that. We can still take action. Once
I agree. I think we need to listen to them.
Thank y'all for coming.
Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, sir, we have been diligently working at filling these
you speak into a little closer into the mic. Thank you, BD, if you'd help. There you go.
The positions we're trying to fill are technical positions, and we are right across the street from multinational corporations, make it a little tougher to hire when we're a 10, 12-man operation. So we have, if you look at the averages that we've done 11.4 people over the 4 years that we've done it. So it's not like we're way out of compliance. We'd like three or four more months to see if we can fill the positions and meet the requirements for the abatement. We appreciate the abatement, and that's basically what we're asking for today is a little more time.
And right now we're given 30 days, BD, to cure?
Yes. If you elect to treat it as a default, it is an event of default. But the way the abatements are done is you can have a default and it's up to the court whether you then treat it as a default, as a material default, and then there's a 30-day cure period after that and it can be extended. extended for another 30 days.
Yeah. Let's do that.
So I'd like to stick with my original motion to move on, given the approval of the notification of default.
So 60 days would be the limit on the extension?
Essentially, yes. Under our, each tax abatement is different. They changed over the years, but yes, that's the procedure under that current tax abatement.
Okay.
Do you feel like 60 days would allow you to?
Yes, sir. I think it would be helpful. I think we'll get diligent about hiring. We need two more people, and we will work at that very hard.
Okay. I'll second. Do you make a motion?
Well, yeah. I don't think that's the motion.
Yeah, my motion is to stick with the 30 days, not to give them an additional.
Well, we would come back. I think
we do that later.
So you 30 days, yeah,
that comes up again.
Okay.
Come back and ask if y'all want an additional.
All right, so we'll move forward with exactly how the motion
just like it is.
How it is there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you all.
Good luck.
All right, County Auditor.
I don't have to sign anything.
Morning, Commissioner. Morning, judges.
How are you?
Good. I'd like to present the county's comprehensive annual financial reporting, the CAFR, for the fiscal year 2018.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Rakesh, welcome.
Thank you.
You have the floor.
So I'd like to present the county's comprehensive annual financial reporting, CAFR, for the fiscal year 2018. We were audited by the external audit firm Weaver and Tidwell, and we got a clean, unqualified opinion on the audit with an emphasis on a matter, which I'll discuss a little bit later. Going down the revenues by sources of government activities, so you can see the breakdown, there's a comparison between the fiscal 2017 versus 2018, and you can see that there's a slight decrease in property tax collection, which is primarily due to the approval of the homestead exemption for the fiscal 2018. Moving to the next slide, which is the breakdown.
Will you go back real quick?
Yes.
So it's showing for the first time in a while that less than half of the revenue is actually coming from property taxes.
That is correct.
Okay, good. That's a good move.
Excellent.
Next slide, which is the breakdown by functions and government activities. And it's a comparison year to year between 2017 and 2018. And the biggest jump you see would be under public safety and public transport. Public safety, mainly due to the DHS grants, which are multi-year, about $5 to $6 million a grant. And there are more positions in the law enforcement, mainly the sheriff and constable, about 50 positions in 2018. And also due to contract reimbursement, such as the Woodland Township. Under public transport, it jumped slightly because of the county accepting the road donations from the developers, as well as us actually doing more road work, spending more of the road bonds.
The bond money, yes.
For 2018. Next slide, which kind of shows the revenues and expenses and the net activities in the general fund. You can see that at the comparison between 2017 and 2018, there was a slight decrease in total revenues, and the majority of which is because of less collection in property taxes. About $9 million, there was a $9 million reduction in collection of property taxes in 2018. Expenditure side, there's an increase, and most of it is in the public safety and public facilities. The next line item, which is the other financing, which is the sources and uses, basically transfer ins and transfer outs. And this is mainly due to the Judy Fund transfer and capital projects. So there was about $10 million transferred over after capital projects so we could do more capital project activities, which led to a net change in the fund balance of a positive $1.5 million. So we added $1.5 million to the general fund in fiscal 2018.
Good. Excellent.
Next slide, which kind of shows the breakdown of the fund balance in the general fund. So when you add all the fiscal 2017 and compare that with 2018, 2017 comes about $135.9 million, whereas 2018 comes $137.4 million. So you can see the plus $1.5 million coming in into the fund balance in the general fund. Unassigned is something we really look at closely, which is the truly unassigned. The fund can be used for any purpose that we deem necessary. So it stays about $44.8 million.
Please advance the screen.
Okay. This slide kind of talks about, you know, we have a fund balance policy in the county, which was, I guess, adopted back in 2014. And we usually try to keep our expenses within 10 to 15%. I mean, we try to keep the unassigned fund balance within 10 to 15% of the annual expenditure. And we're at about 19%, so which is on the higher end, which on the better end. The total bonded debt as of fiscal 2018 was about $508 million. We still had about $89.6 million, which we hadn't just issued, which we issued subsequently in November 2018. And as far as the legal debt margin, which is the assessed value of the real property, and we can actually go up to 25%, we're at about 3.87% as far as the percentage of the debt limit.
So we're under 4%.
Good. We are. That is correct. This is the slide I was going to talk about. So a new regulation within the GASB 75, basically what it dictates is we have to report our other post-employment benefit, which is the retiree health care expenses. We have to report that at full cost, basically at 100%.
If you'd speak into the microphone.
Sure. So based on the new regulation that became effective fiscal 2018, which is GASB 75, the county has to report all the other post-employment benefit liability at its 100%. By us doing that, we had to take a prior period adjustment of $94 million, and the net changes for 2018 was about $12 million. So basically, it jumped from $81 million that was previously reported in 2017 to $187 million as of fiscal 2018. And I know it's a big jump. And what I would propose is maybe give me about 2 months' time so we can see, because this is the first time all the counties actually have to report that balance. So maybe in 2 months' time I can come back and kind of see how our county fares compared to other counties. And
this is the first time that we've had to – say that one more time.
This is the first time we had to actually report it at 100% of the liability.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why it jumped from $81 million previously reported to $187 million this time. And my proposal is – I'll come back in 2 months' time when we'll be able to see how all the other counties have reported and how other counties have fared as far as this liability and see where we stand. And the numbers are based off an actuarial study, so we can probably take a look at it about 2 months' time and see.
What does that do for us?
Well,
at that point, Commissioner, you may or may not want to change the policy on retiree health care.
Okay. Well, we have discussed, I think at least the last three budget years, I have brought up the fact that this unfunded liability only continues to grow, and it is going to continue to grow until we change our policy. And what we need to do is we need to eliminate retiree health care for all new employees as of a certain date, whether it be January 1st, 2020. The only way you're going to get that number to go down is to quit putting people in the pot. And to have $187 million unfunded liability when, I mean, that grossly exceeds our tax collections. And I think it's something that we need to seriously address this budget year. And I'm glad that they changed that rule because it's always been underrepresented, and now people can see that's a real problem. That's why companies don't have retiree health care anymore. There is a safety net in place for them, and the county should not be on the hook for that, in my opinion. So please bring it up.
As you talk about that, Commissioner, you're talking about really by attrition.
So everybody
who works grandfathered the county, now, the people know we're in where we're at.
Exactly.
And, but as we move forward, would be the discussion.
How much of that balance is tied to our retiree medical benefit?
The health care, pretty much everything.
Huh?
Almost all of it.
Almost all of that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Moving to the next slide. As far as the county's rating, Moody's still AAA, Standard & Poor's AA+. They do the ratings reassessment every time we go through the debt issuance process, so the next time we do it, we'll probably have it reassessed again, and that's when I'll I can come back and update the court on our new rating.
What is the difference between AAA with all caps and A with two small A's? Is that like A minus? Or is that just like A instead of A plus?
You got me on that, but it's one notch below, is all I can tell you. But I think it's above A minus. I can go back and get you a better answer, to be honest with you.
It's pretty good, no matter what it is.
Yeah,
bankers only.
Who here would settle for an A
minus? That are AAA rated, isn't it?
Excellent.
Isn't it only about 10 counties in the state that are AAA rated?
I believe so.
I don't care if it's little A's or big A's. It's still good.
And that's the end of the CAFRA presentation. Thank you all.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rakesh.
Yes, sir.
And for that explanation, do we have a motion to approve?
Move.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next. Item 21B.
Yes, sir. 21B, consider and approve payment of accounts.
Rakesh, I asked you several questions about the payment of accounts this past week, and one of the things I noticed is there are a lot of AT&T line items on there. So started talking with different people to find out what these charges are, and as I understand, it is different departments that have dedicated fax lines, or it's a dedicated IT line, or it's for an elevator. But I know we have Angie Ford that works on electric savings. Do we have anybody that overlooks all of these AT&T bills? And I know AT&T, they have representatives you can work with. Does anybody in the county work with AT&T to try to consolidate these and see if there are some cost savings, some things that we could benefit from? Because to my knowledge, that's not happening. And if I'm wrong, I'd like for somebody to tell me. And if I'm right, we need somebody to be doing that because the costs are absurd.
Amanda?
I do know that I have the same. My office has been looking at working with especially IT on trying to figure out why the costs are going up so high, because a lot of the on the budget-wise, on the line items for telephone, they're going up significantly too. Oh. So I do know that it's something that we do need to look at, and my office has started kind of trying to do a little bit of research as to why. But most of that is, you know, pulling contracts, comparing the contracts, doing things like that.
Bobby's done some preliminary work, and if the court's okay, I'd like to have Bobby kind of continue working with Amanda, looking at AT&T, seeing if there's some things that we can do from a cost-saving standpoint to get that under control, because it's a lot of money when you add it all up. So, Bobby, you got it?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve. Second?
Second.
Did somebody make a
discussion? I didn't think so. Discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Commissioner, did you make that motion?
I can't.
No,
I made.
Judge Metz did.
I thought he seconded.
Second.
I'm okay. Just clearing the record for the county clerk.
I'll make the motion.
We speak up real loud. We'll get it. Okay, so you make the motion.
Commissioner, second. Metz seconded, and all in favor, aye.
Okay.
Thanks.
So we're good with that, correct, Amy?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Are we good, Amber?
All right, thank you. Thank you, Rakesh.
Yes, and I do have one more.
Item C.
21C. I just want to kind of briefly give the state of the affairs of the auditor's office and a little update. We wanted to give you an update on the state of affairs at the auditor's office. First of all, I wanted to let you all know that I'm very grateful to be working for the county. Also, even though there's a lot that happens workload-wise at the auditor's office, I just want to go on record that we have a solid team that is working hard every day to get the tasks done. We act as a back office for majority of the county departments and have separate sections within our office to serve them, which is the general ledger, accounts payable, financial reporting, compliance, and internal audit. And there isn't a single day where we don't talk about process improvement in conjunction with the new ERP system coming online and how we can accomplish more so we serve the county better operationally and statutorily. With that in mind, we just filled two vacant positions already budgeted within the general ledger function, and also requested to add a new position under internal audit so we could do more field work, including risk assessments and more work on controls around financial reporting. I would like to take this opportunity to state to the county that if any departments hear from us as far as scheduling internal audit field visits, it shouldn't have a negative connotation. It merely means that we are trying to do more internal audit work proactively and address any findings from the external assessment from last year. With that, we went ahead and requested to the district judges for a new position to be created within our office in the internal audit function. Now,
okay, this was the certified minutes with the judge's action from the Board of Judges.
That is correct.
Correct. Okay.
That is correct.
Amanda, do we have a funding source for this?
So previously, whenever the Board of Judges decided to reduce the auditor's budget, we moved that money into the contingency department and contingency line. And so that's where the original cut from the auditor's office budget went. And so that would be, you could use that if you wanted to.
Is there other possibilities? Or is this the place?
So, like I said, that's where the money came from originally. Okay. So we did transfer the money to contingency to cover that.
All right.
The cut originally, so it's kind of taking from the same.
Yeah.
Like we've discussed before, we have a future plan, but
yes.
That is.
And what's the cost with benefits?
It's $94K plus benefits.
And while I understand that need may be there, one of the things I just want to point out is, when we have our budget and we set it, and we'll just say it's $300 million, and then as we go through the course of the year and changes like this occur, today we had an $11,000 increase with the treasurer's office. We're going to have a $150,000, $140,000 increase here. That's how our budget creeps up. I just want everybody to know that when we start next year and the budget's already millions of dollars higher than it was last year, complain. Everybody's been a part of this along the way, so keep that in mind.
So the cost for FY19, the remaining would be $62,382.
No, the whole amount for 2020, what's it going to cost us going forward?
$124,398.
Okay.
To be considered into the next budget.
Yep. So, and I understand this may be needed, and I know that the district judges are doing their best to implement positive changes, but there's cost associated to that. And when we have the citizens telling us we need to lower the budget and we get requests just to the opposite of that, it puts us in conflict.
Rakesh, if I may, I have a question. How long have you been in your position right now?
Effective January 1st.
Okay, so
almost 3 months.
We have made it through the middle of March just as you are. Is this something that can wait until we come into the next budget as opposed to creating the expense right now and inflating the budget as it is?
And it's already been approved by the Board of Judges, and they set these.
Okay.
So
basically,
I got you.
Have to.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Or we say no, and then we get into a big issue.
An issue between the Board of Judges.
Well, and the other side of that is you've taken the money, you've set it aside. I just want everybody to understand that if the money is there, we've already been, I don't want to say mandated, but it's already been passed in the future. And in full disclosure, transparency, if you're saying that it can't wait and the judges have already done it, then we move forward.
No, good
point. We have a motion to accept.
Hold on 1 second, because I do want to ask. So, Rakesh, as the judge was saying, you've been here since January 1st, basically, so not even 3 months. And you just said yourself that when the external auditors came in, they were happy. We got good marks from the external auditors. There were no issues found no major issues were uncovered. So what has led you or the district judges to believe that we absolutely, positively have to have this when for a long time we didn't, and the external auditors didn't recommend, they didn't recommend to you that we needed this position or better internal controls, did they? Because if they didn't, I want to know where it came from.
Well, I mean, that may be a conversation we need to have with district judges.
Yeah.
Not Rakesh, but
that's
who he works for, and that's what they've recommended.
Yeah, come on.
What he's brought to court, so.
So the external assessment that took place last year was different than the external audit that was a part of the CAFR that he just presented. The external assessment went in deep into what functions are being done in the auditor's office, which aren't. The external audit that he was talking about makes sure that the accounts that are being checked are accurate. So it's apples to oranges in this respect. So that the Weaver and Tidwell report isn't going to tell you what positions you need or don't need.
Right.
That's
right.
Not within the scope of it.
Right. So I'd like to make a motion that we accept item C. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Rakesh, thank you for your complete work.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Hey, do you think this is the last change you're going to have as far as personnel? You see anything coming forward? Good. Thank you.
He'll tell us.
All right. Gilbert.
That's right.
I'm not sure the record's clear. What's funding for?
I think it's contingency, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Contingency. All right. Purchasing. Gilbert.
Still morning? Good morning. Our first item is to approve granting discretionary exemptions. The first exemption is for a professional service for an AV system at Spring Creek Greenway Nature Center with visual integrators for $126,000.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And the second is a sole source exemption with Kinder Morgan for a pipeline in Precinct 1 for $399,673.
Move.
Second. Discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Yes, sir. The next item, take all appropriate action to award the following. This is Project 1908. This is our RFP for property casualty and workers' comp, third-party administration services. What we've done, we went back to the company ASNG, who this court authorized us to negotiate with, and we came up with a workers' comp TPA service agreement, which is similar to the one we have with York now. It's $87,360 for the year. There's a one-time $8,000 data conversion cost. So that's consistent with what we currently pay with York.
Okay.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor? Opposed?
Thank you for
carries.
Your help on that and getting it taken care of.
Yes, sir. The next item is Project 1915, which is collection of urine samples for drug testing.
And I recommend you for that job.
Is that a motion?
No, it's not.
Proceed, Gilbert. Yeah.
No, what we want to do here is we want to reject all bids and go back out. We've had some conversations with the drug court, and we need to make some changes in the specifications to address some of the concerns they have. So the fairest thing here is to reject all bids and then rewrite the specs and go back out for bid.
All right. Second. Motion, second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. And the last is to take all appropriate action to approve utilizing a contract with Byboard Lansdowne Moody Company to buy a tractor and a boom mower for Precinct 3, the total being $126,866.31.
Move.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Before you step down, commissioners, sure. Judge, this particular item, I spoke to Gilbert about it yesterday because, as you know, we had 3 weeks before court. We're entering the mowing season. We had one of our 20-plus-year-old John Deere's and boom mower just completely go down. And when you have the money in your budget and we have a buy board contract to make the purchase, it seems like we need to be able to give the purchasing agent the authority to make these types of purchases on our behalf instead of waiting to bring them through court. And I think you're going to try to bring something back to the next court that would give us.
Yes, sir. What we've done is we try to list as many buy board contracts that we can identify to bring before this court so that we can buy off of those contracts throughout the year without having to come back every time a purchase is being made. And those purchases are controlled by the budget within that department. So, for example, we may bring, there's some on today's agenda. We can continue that practice, or in discussions, and which I've not had yet with the county attorney, may come back with some sort of a resolution that this court can give purchasing the authority to buy items that are on cooperative contracts throughout the year without having to bring each individual purchase back to this court.
Especially when the money's already been, the budget, available.
If it's budgeted, yes.
Yeah, so Amy or BD, can y'all work with purchasing the court? Are y'all good with that?
We will.
I'm fine.
To make a motion and implement that right now?
No. They'll bring
no,
it
no
back
we're just for your information, okay. We're going to talk.
Because I want to see that.
For yes. Sure.
Right.
If we did that with every department.
Well, everything comes through purchasing anyway, so it's just for us. So the departments would come to us. They want to buy something. It's $49,000 or $52,000. If it's on a buy board contract, if this court's given me the authority to buy those items off of those contracts, I can buy it.
Yeah, it'd certainly but speed things
we need
up.
To discuss again, that further.
But you're going to bring it back. We'll be able to discuss it. Okay,
right.
Good. Thank
right.
you.
Yes. We would bring a resolution back to court to articulate
right.
exactly what he's
right.
talking
we
about.
Have to discuss it internally
I got
with
you.
The county.
Thank
yeah,
okay.
you.
Okay. BD?
No.
So
I made a mess.
Which are approved by commissioners' courts.
Well, yes, and well, the buy
right.
board contract
yeah.
value to, it's cooperative effort from a number of entities and counties, so that purchasing doesn't have to go through the procurement every time if they buy off the
right.
buy
it's board. Already been done.
Hey, but the key here is we get to talk about and look at here. That's right. why I was just right. concerned we're making a motion on something like
right.
that right now. All right.
right.
Thank you, Gilbert. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
All right. County attorney.
Yes, good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
Item 23A1, approve assignment and assumption of tax abatement agreement from Scannell Properties, number 292, LLC, to Norman Conroe TX, LLC. This is deals with the FedEx tax abatement that was granted, I believe, in 2017. This is, and that's one where FedEx is the operating company, but Scannell Properties is the actual owner of the property subject to a long-term lease to FedEx. Scannell is selling or has sold the property, and that is a very common thing in these commercial-type real estate transactions. And the way they did this agreement, it does comply with our tax abatement agreement and does not trigger a default under due on sale. They
right.
complied with those exceptions. So we're recording it and asking you to approve it.
So the tax abatement then goes from Scannell to LLC to Norman.
Correct.
Yeah,
it's the same property.
Yeah, I got
so,
FedEx. Yeah.
And FedEx also is part of that tax abatement agreement.
Second.
All in favor? Is there discussion? Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
You're welcome. And on item 23B1, we're deferring that.
Thank you, BD.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right.
A temporary recess to convene a public hearing. If we can, please. Commissioner Nowak?
Yes, sir. Consider and approve establishing a no parking zone and placement of no parking, standing, stopping 7:15 to 8:30 a.m., 2:45 to 3:45 p.m., Monday through Friday signs on both sides of Oak Park Lane. This was a request by the school at CISD Police. Makes good sense for the neighborhood, safety of the children. Anyone here to discuss? Judge, I see no.
Discussion. All right. Good. Thank you. All right. Then BD will move to B1.
B1, consider the partial revision of a portion of restricted reserve A, Block 1, Rolling Hills Estates to be known as Frog Retreats, Section 1. This is a partial replat of a restricted residential reserve, which is also adding some unplatted property to that reserve. There is no HOA or POA. Everything is ready. The plat is ready for approval, and it is agenda item 25A.
Okay. Thank you.
Is anyone here?
Public comment? Nope. All right. Thank you, sir. We'll reconvene the court, take appropriate action. We have a motion to approve Precinct 3 Commissioner Noack's request.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Just as a question of procedure here, Amy, we have the county engineer under with consider and approve the final plat.
Right. You can, from the public hearing, you can go ahead and approve 25A if you,
I got you
are so inclined.
All right. Do we have a motion then to approve Precinct 4 Commissioner Metz's request?
Move.
Second.
Sorry.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Commissioner Noack.
Yes, sir. Consider, discuss, and take appropriate action on the resolution opposing high-speed rail, the use of eminent domain and crossing, or the use of county roads to facilitate high-speed rail activities in Montgomery County, Texas, or anywhere else in the state of Texas. This was a request brought to my office by the Honorable Steve Toth. We passed this resolution in some form or fashion twice before. If you'd like me to read the resolution, I can. If not, I'm happy to move.
Second.
Do we have any discussion?
No, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We all know how we feel about the high-speed rail. All right. Jody. Morning.
Good morning. Please consider and approve the payroll change request forms.
Move.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
All
right, risk management.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Consider and approve annual renewal of the public entity insurance package for our property, casualty, liability, and workers' compensation for the 2019-2020 policy period.
You have a motion.
Second.
PD, has your office had opportunity to review the contracts or associated paperwork with this?
I'm not aware that we have.
The original contract for these packages were set in place under Arthur J. Gallagher, a 9-year contract. I believe we're at 8 of 9 right now. So the original contract was renewed, and this is a renewal.
No changes to the contract at all?
The changes to the contract within the contract are that we did have an increase in the premiums due to Hurricane Harvey. We had a increase in our total insured values. We've had that annually on our property and our payroll.
Is that okay? Could you defer this until next week and let the county attorney's office review the contracts, make sure that any of those changes are understood and meet our?
But if it's an 8-year contract, I mean, it's a renewal, correct? I mean,
with some changes, though.
I expect we can review it.
Okay. Okay. Is it a problem?
It does expire April 1st.
Okay, so we got enough time.
So we do have one more court that we can put this through.
Yeah. Okay.
The package itself is pretty much the same. We are changing a carrier on our crime policy from the Brit to a Hanover, which is a broader policy for us. But the types of coverages that we have in place are all the same.
Okay.
But we have an increase in price, correct?
Yes. With the exception of flood. We did add in flood. I did meet with Commissioner Noack regarding
his
flood policies, and those were being added in. The national flood insurance policies are maximum on commercial at $500,000 on property, $500,000 on contents, and of course you'd have to look at the building. It's per individual building that you would have that coverage on.
Okay, so you're good with us deferring until next commissioner's court?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Let's go ahead and do that. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ginger.
All right. Item 29, executive session. The court will recess for the executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071, 551.076, and 551.074. All right. Executive session. Everyone's here. We're going to resume. Concerning the executive session, we're going to take no action on these matters. The question is, do we have citizens now after this? Is there anybody here who'd like to address anything that has not been addressed or before the court? If not, then I'll move. I'd like to entertain a motion.
Jim, high-speed rail resolution? Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to entertain a motion that we adjourn today's commissioner court in honor of J.D. Lambright.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. And then we'll move on to the